Morning.
大家好。
It's a privilege to be here this morning, and we really want to say thank you.
今天是一个很荣幸的机会，能够跟大家一同在这里侍奉神。
We want to thank you for your support over the last 3 years.
我们也在这里代表我们的宣教机构，谢谢你们对我们的支持。
Both financially and through prayer.
无论是在金钱上面的、经济上面，还是祷告上面。
And we're really glad for the opportunity to actually meet you and be at the church.
我们今天也很高兴能够有这样的机会跟大家一同的见面。
As Pastor Allen said, there's our family. I think they're actually a very good-looking family.
大家可以看到我这全家人的照片。
We've been back home since August, and we've been here for a year furlough, and we will be returning to Papua New Guinea on June 23rd.
我们去年的8月已经回来加拿大有一个宣教士的会部，我们将在下一个月23号会重回到我们的宣教场地。
Our oldest daughter Rachel is in grade 10 now, so it will be 2 years in Papua New Guinea, and she'll graduate from high school.
我的最大的女儿 Rachel， 她今年已经是10班的年纪，再过两年，她就会在当地的国际学校毕业。And
after that, we'll be coming back with her back to Canada.
经过这，在2年之后，我们跟她一同的再回到加拿大。If
you wonder where Papua New Guinea is，
如果你们希望知道哪里是巴布亚新几内亚。
We tell people it's about as far away you can go from Toronto as you can and stay on the planet.
你们可以告诉别人是跟加拿大是两个地方，是地球的另外的一面。
We've been working with Wycliffe Bible Translators, and they have a large work in Papua New Guinea.
我们是跟这个威克里新的圣经翻译家一同的侍奉。
And Ruth has been teaching in the Missionary Children's School.
我的太太 Ruth， 她就是当地的一个宣教士的学校做老师。
And I've been working as a youth pastor for about 160 kids from grade 7 to grade 12, most missionary kids.
我就在当地成为当地的从第6班到10班的年轻人的牧师。
One of the privileges that we've had being on the mission field is meeting other missionaries, many of who have been there for years.
我们能够有这个机会跟当地很多在当地长期侍奉的宣教士见面。
One couple, Neil and Carol Anderson, are translators, and they just finished and dedicated their New Testament.
我们在当地跟另外的两位的宣教士，分别是李亚跟加路安迪圣，他们一同在当地侍奉，他们刚刚翻译过新约的圣经。
They're working on the New Testament for over 25 years.
他们在过去的25年的里面不断地翻译新约的圣经。
But Neil told me this story about when he first went into his tribe, the Falapa people.
曾经有一次，李尔跟我分享到他在当地的人的当中的侍奉有怎样的经验。
When translators first go into a tribe, they try to learn the language and get to know the culture. So he did whatever the people were doing.
他第一样到当地的就是跟当地的其中一个族人学他们的生活跟他们语言。
And the men were going on a hike one day, and they invited Neil to come along.
有一天，尼尔跟其中的一些俘虏炮人，他们一同到当地有一个打猎的活动。
But Neil didn't know what he was getting into.
但是尼尔他根本上不知道哪里做什么。
When the Falapa men go hunting, they have to travel a long distance because all of the game, all of the animals around their village has been hunted out.
原来当地的这个俘虏破人，他们是猎逃族，他们在当地根本上是到处的打猎，根本上他也不知道他们将要做什么事情。
And they travel barefoot, carry very little, and go very quickly.
只要他们是光着脚到处的跑，能够找到一个很远很远的地方。
And finally, they start early in the morning, finally around noon, they came to a place to stop.
最后他们到大约在中午的时候，他们跑到一个地方。 停下来。
They don't stop anywhere because in the rainforest, if they just stop, they can get leeches on them.
但期间他们并没有停下来，因为他们明白在这个森林里面根本上也不是容易停下来，到处都是非常热。
But they found a perfect spot in the forest where a tree had fallen down and had wedged itself between two other trees.
他们后来找到一个地方停下来，这个地方是怎么样的？就是刚刚有一棵树倒下来，承载两棵树的之中中间。
So they all got on that tree and they squatted down in a line like birds on a telephone wire.
然后他们就跟着坐在这棵掉下来的树干上面，一个一个连起来，好像小鸟在这个电灯线的上面一样。
And the man sitting beside, squatting beside Neil, looked at him and said, "Neil, you don't look so good."
其中有一个族人坐在 Neil 的旁边的时候，他看到 Neil 的面表现出来好像有一点不妥。
And he said, "Why don't you have something to eat?"
他说，为什么你不先吃点东西吧？
And Neil thought that was a very good idea.
尼尔在这个时候想到，哎，也是一个不错的提议。
So he took off his backpack, opened it up, reached inside and took out a great big bar of Cadbury chocolate.
然后他就打开他的背包，然后从当中拿出一排的朱古力，这是几伯利这个牌子，超古力。
So he unwrapped it, broke off a piece, and put it in his mouth.
然后他把它打开，然后拿了一小片放在他自己的口中。
And now there are 40 eyes looking at Neil because they had never ever seen chocolate before.
但是跟他同处的这20个人就眼睛打开就看着他，因为他们从来没有看过什么是巧克力。
And the man beside Neil was very brave because he said, "Can I try a piece?"
但是坐在 Neil 的旁边，其中一个族人就问他，我可以试一下是什么东西。
So Neil broke off a piece, gave it to him, and the man looked at it. First time he'd ever held chocolate before.
And Neil 他就把其中一片送给这个族人，他手拿着，然后看着这个东西到底是什么呢？因为他们从来没有干过。
And he put the chocolate in his mouth.
然后他放一点进他的口当中。
And now the 40 eyes were looking at this man.
然后这40佛眼睛都看着这个男士是怎么样。
And as he chewed, a big smile came on his face.
当这个族人吃后，他马上笑容满面。
And they asked him, "Is it good? Is it good?"
其他人就问他，好吃吗？好吃吗？
And he replied, "My brothers, I'm dying of deliciousness of whatever this is."
跟着这个族人就说，各位兄弟，这个是我一生最陶醉、最喜欢的、最好吃的东西。
That's the expression the Fulapa people use when something strikes them very deeply.
这个也是这些福禄破人他们经常用这样的吟诵来到表现他最喜欢的东西。
So pretty soon everybody asked for a piece and so much for the chocolate bar.
后来所有当中的所有人都问你要他要求要吃一点点这个巧克力。
Many years later, Neil tells he was translating and he had some local people helping him translate the words.
然后尼尔他有一天就分享到他在过去那么多年他的同工分享到翻译圣经的过程当中。
And they're reading back and forth different Bible verses and trying to figure out how to best translate that in the Fulapa language.
他们从翻译的过程当中都不断参考不同的翻译的译本，希望能够为这个福禄破人他们翻译最好的版本的新约圣经。
And there are many people just sitting around listening to what was going on.
很多人都是坐在旁边不断的听其他人读出来决定怎么样来翻译。
And while they were working, an elderly man stood up and interrupted them.
但就在这个翻译的过程当中，其中有个年纪比较大的弟兄站起来说。
And he said, "Is what you're saying true? Is it true that man loved us enough to die for us?"
他站起来说，是不是真的，真是有这样的一个人能够为别人的好处来死吗？
And then he said, "We're dying of deliciousness of this talk."
他说我们如果真的有解阳的人，我们真的很期盼有解阳的人，有解阳的说话，有解阳的事情实现。
How do you view the word of God?
今天我们怎么样看我们的圣经呢？
Are you dying of deliciousness of this talk?
我们是不是很期盼从圣经里面了解当中所说的话说话呢？
The passage that we just heard read by Pastor Allen tells a story about how the Word of God transformed people's lives.
刚才我们所读到离希米记的第八章里面所读的经文，就是讲到有些是人怎么样透过神的说话来改变他们的生命。
Because the word of God plus open hearts equals transformed lives.
原来我们知道，当神的说话配合一个开放接受的心，就能够真正得到一个更新的生命过来。
Before we look at this passage, will you pray with me?
让我们在读经文之前，我们同心祷告。
Father, I thank you for the power of your word and for the privilege of being able to read it, to listen to it.To be changed by it. Now may the words of my mouth and the meditation of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight. O God, our rock and our redeemer. Amen.
Amen.
To give you some background of the book of Nehemiah, many years previously, because of people had been doing evil, God punished them.
让我们先了解一下这个尼希米记的一点的背景，就是原来我们知道很多年前以色列人他们曾经做过一些坏的事情，神要把他们放在审判的里面。
In 586, God brought the Babylonian people to come and destroy Jerusalem and took the people to captivity back to Babylon.
在主前的586年的时候，神就透过差遣巴比伦人来到把这些犹太人完全的掳到外邦当中。
But after 50 years, according to the promise given through Jeremiah, God brought some of the people back.
透过50年之后，这个也是在耶利米记里面神的应许，神把他的子民重新带到应许地。
The first return came under a leader called Zerubbabel, about 50,000 people.And their task was to rebuild the temple.
第一批的回归到巴比应许基地的大约有五万人左右。
After many starts and stops, they finally rebuilt the temple in 516.
透过很多的挣扎，他们有些时候停工，有些时候重新开工，他们最终重新建造神的圣殿。
A second return happened in 458 BC under a man named Ezra.
后来在第二次的回归的过程，就是主前的458年，透过以西拉把其中的一些的以色列人重新带到应许地。
And he came to teach the people the word of God.
他回归主要的是教训当时的人的有关神的说话。
And you read all about that in the book of Ezra.
所以当我们读到尼希米记的里面，以西拉记的时候。
And a few years later,A third return came under a leader named Nehemiah.
再过几年之后，我们也看到有第三次的回归的活动，是透过尼希米这位弟兄以色列人带领的。
Even though the temple was rebuilt, there were no walls around the city; they were demolished.
虽然当时圣殿已经重建，但是这个耶路撒冷城依然没有这个城墙保护它，当中也很破落。
Nehemiah came as an organizer, a motivator, and the governor, and he rebuilt the walls.
尼希米当时就是他们的长官，他回归的主要目的就是重建神的这个城市，为他们重建神的这个城墙。
You can read all about that in the first seven chapters of Nehemiah.
我们可以在尼希米记的头七章的经文里面可以读到。
In Nehemiah chapter 6, verse 15, it says, So the wall was completed on the 25th of Elul, in 52 days. When all our enemies heard about this, all the surrounding nations were afraid and lost their self-confidence, because they realized that this work had been done with the help of our God.
我们可以在尼希米记的第六章十五节到十六节可以读到，这里讲说，以路月二十五号。 城墙收还了，共修了共52天，我们一切仇敌系回的外邦人听见了，便惧怕，愁为不减，因为见解功着完成是出乎我们的神。
Now after the walls were built and they had some physical protection, the people knew that they needed a good spiritual foundation.
我们看到现在城墙已经重建了，所以他们的城池也已经得到保护。现在另外的一方面的重建就是他们属灵的生命。
So in Nehemiah chapter 8, we have the record of people coming together and being changed, being transformed.By the word of God.
所以现在我们读到尼希米记的第八章的时候，我们就看到这些违规的子民怎么样透过神的说话重新得到重建，更新过来。
Now I think there are three factors which enabled the people in Nehemiah's day to be impacted by the word of God.
我们知道在这一段经文里面有三方面的可以使到当时有违规的子民重新建立过来。
The first factor is that the people were prepared for the word.
第一方面就是我们知道，原来当时的民他们已经好好的预备承接神的说话。
The first 6 verses describes how the people got together.
在第八章的头六节的里面，我们的可以读到人当时的民怎么样接受神的说话。
Look in the Bible. Can you tell me who organized?This gathering where all the people got together, who was the leader?
让我们读到这里的时候，大家弟兄姐妹可不可以告诉我们，这里到底是谁把这些民组织起来，一同来到读神的说话呢？
Can you find them?
我们可以找到吗？
I can't find them either.
我也找不到。
Because no one is listed as the leader.
因为在这一段经文里面没有列出是谁来到组织这一些聚会。
Now I'm sure there were people who were organizers, people who got the word out, people who cleared the square, people who built the big high platform for Ezra to speak from.
是我同样的相信，在这一段经文里面有人来安排场地，有人怎么样建筑当时这个主台，也同时有什么人来到清理当地的场地的。整理的等等功夫。
But the impression I get from the Bible is that people came together spontaneously, as in one heart.
但是我透过经文知道，所有当时的人都是他们自动自觉的来到参与这一份侍奉。
They all wanted and needed to hear what God had to say to them.
因为他们非常期盼有这样的一种聚会。
And this was a large crowd as well.
同时，这是并不是小人，是很大的一种会众。
It was everyone in the whole return.
我们可以知道是所有当时回归的民也参与其中。
If you look at the end of chapter 7, it lists the people who came back from the first return from exile.
我们可以从第七章的最后的一部分可以读到，当时列出有什么人回归过来的。
It says in verse 66, the whole company numbered 42,360, besides their 7,337 maidservants, men servants and maidservants.
第七章的66节清楚记载，他说会众共有42,360名，此外还有他们的仆配7,337名，又有歌唱的男女245名。他们有马736匹，驴子2405匹，骆驼435及驴6720。
And that was only the first return. There are two others.
这只不过是记载第一期回归的人数。
So you can assume that there are over 50,000 people gathered together.
所以如果我们计算一下，这里我们已经看到有超过50,000人回归过来了。
And this large crowd, how long do they listen to God's word?
这里已经是一个很大的群众，他们希望来到听神的说话。
Can you find it in verse 3?
我们可以看到第三节哪里已经记载下来了。
How long?
去了多久啊? 他们读了圣经。
Well, it says from daybreak until noon.
原来他们读经是从清早到晌午的时间。
How long is that?
多久了, 弟兄姐妹?
Well, it depends on the time of year, but probably between 5.5 to 6 hours.
我猜大约到5到6个小时左右。
These people were standing, listening to the word of God read, between 5.5 to 6 hours.
我们看到这些人，他们一同站立起来，听神的道理，超过5到6个小时。
I don't know about you, but sometimes I get a little tired listening to a half-hour sermon.
我不知道你是不是怎么样，但是对于我来说，我看到很多人，对于我也同事，听半个小时的讲道也很累。
And I see maybe some of you are struggling this morning too.
可能今天在我们当中也有这样的人在挣扎。
But not only did they stand there a long time, but look at the reaction that the people had when the word of God was opened to them.
虽然他们站了起来非常长, 但是我们看看他们的表现是怎么样呢? 从经文所了解。
In verse 5 says, Ezra opened the book. All the people could see him because he was standing above them. And as he opened it, the people all stood up.
我们看到第五节这里所说的以西拉站在众民以上，在众民的眼前解开解书，他一解开，众民都站起来。
I don't know if you ever watch sports on TV. Sometimes I do.
我不知道你们有没有看电视上面的体育活动。
But especially during the playoffs.
但是特别是在季后赛的时候。
When my team is on a fast break and someone has the puck and he's going towards the net and it says the announcer yells, he shoots. You know what? You think I'm sitting down on my couch with my head back like this, my feet up?
如果我们看到的时候，对方他们拿着这个球向着我们的龙门打过去，当时我的心态就非常紧张，把双手也提在头后面。
No, I'm on my feet. I'm probably about 5 inches away from the TV screen, screaming.
我只不过是在我的电视机跟前的几圈的地方来到看这场比赛。
Because I'm expecting something good.
因为我期盼有一些好的事情。
And these people, when they heard the word of God, they got to their feet because they were expecting something good.
同样这些人，当他们读到神的说话，同样是盼求有些好的东西出现。
And the passage goes on and says, not only did they expect something good from God, but they bowed down and they worshiped.
但是我们从经文看到，他们同样不单是期盼有好的东西，他们马上跪下来，同心的赞美神，敬拜神。
What's our reaction when we come to the Word of God?
如果当我们来到神的说话跟前，我们会有怎么样的回应呢?
Are we hungry for it? Are we expecting something good?
我们是不是很期盼有一些东西从神的说话里面，真的我们有一些好的东西可以学到呢?
Or if we're honest, do we have to admit that it's kind of boring?
有的时候我们 真是要诚实一点对自己说，读神的说话真是有些时候很闷。
That's just opposite the reaction of people in Papua New Guinea who received the word of God for the first time.
但是这种表现正正就是我在圣布亚、新几内亚里面所看到的人的相反。
Listen to some of the reactions as they received the Bible after it's been dedicated and translated.
让我跟大家分享一下他们当听到神的说话的时候，他们的回应。
One says, I see our big book, my stomach is good.
有些人说我们看到最大的一本书本藏在我的胃部上面，觉得是最好的。
Another one says, it's an arrow in my insides.
有些人就是说到有一个箭头放在我的心里面。
Another one says, I wanted to dance and sing when I saw it.
有些人说我宁愿死亡也希望看到这样的。
Another one says, this tickles my liver.
有些人就是说好像 满足一下我的肝脏。Okay.
When I returned to Papua New Guinea.
当我重新回到巴布亚新几内亚。
I'll be having a different role. I'll be working, part of my time will be working doing something called the SALT course.
当我回到之后，我会改变一点点我的侍奉的工作。我会其中参加有一个训练的课程叫 SALT, S-A-L-T.
SALT stands for Scripture Application and Leadership Training.
什么是 SALT? 就是 Scripture Application and Leadership Training, 就是圣经的使用跟领袖的训练。
It's a two-week intensive course that's held in the villages aimed at pastors and church leaders to train them in the Bible.
是两个星期的密集的训练，主要的对象是教会的领袖跟传道人。
And then they take what they've learned and pass it on to others.
然后他们把他们所学到的东西重新带到他们的教会跟他的民族里面。
And the reason I want to be involved in it is because there's a big need.
为什么我希望参加这一方面的侍奉？因为我看到这方面有很大的需要。
People in Papua New Guinea are asking for these courses to be offered, but there's just not enough people to offer them.
在当地的人，他们不断要求有这样的训练，但是我们根本上没有那么多的人手可以这样做。
I think we need to realize.
我猜我们需要认定的。
What we hold in our hands.
我们在手上面所带着、所骑着的是什么东西？
The word of God is one of the most precious gifts that God has given us.
这是神最宝贵的说话。
Hebrews chapter 4 verse 12 says, The word of God is living and active, sharper than any double-edged sword. It penetrates dividing joints and marrow, soul and spirit, and judges the thoughts and attitude of the heart.
在希伯来书的四章十二节曾经讲说，神的道是活泼的，是有功效的，比一切的两刃的剑更快，甚至将魂跟灵、骨节跟骨髓都能刺透、剖开，连心中的思念和主意都能够辨明。
God speaks to us directly through His book, through the Bible.
神直接对我们说话是透过他的说话，圣经。
And we are very privileged to even have a Bible in our own language.
我们也很荣幸能够有我们的语言的圣经在我们手上面读到。
Let me ask you a question.
让我跟大家问大家一个问题。
Does anyone want to guess how many languages do you think there are in the world?
大家猜一猜这个世界上面到底上面有多少种语言？
Nobody wants to guess?
没有人希望猜吗？
I wouldn't want to guess either because, you know, sometimes you throw an answer and you're way off and you're embarrassed.
有些时候我也很害怕来猜，因为有些时候猜错的时候觉得很尴尬。
When I ask that question, most people say about 300 or 400.
很多人就是说大约300到400种语言吧。
Because they figure, oh, but that's about how many countries there are in the world, so that's how many languages.
因为他们猜大约有几个数物的国家在地球上。
There's actually over 8,000 languages in the world. I'm sorry, that's a lot. There's over 6,000 languages in the world.
但是原来我们知道在这个世界上面我们有大约6,000种的语言在这个地上面。
And in Papua New Guinea,It's the most linguistically diverse country in the world. That means it has the most languages of any country in the world.
但是在圣布亚新几内亚里面，我们知道当地有最多的不同的民族跟语言的一个其中的一个地区。
It has over 850 languages.
当地大约有850种的语言。
And I'm not talking about different dialects. I'm talking about completely different languages.
我现在所说的并不是说的方言，我们所说的这里是完全不同的语言。
And as you can see on the graph, of those 6,000 languages, over 2,600 of them don't have a Bible And they don't have anybody even starting work translating.
我们可以从这个表上面看到，大约从6000个语言里面，我们还需要有2600个语言需要翻译过来。
That represents hundreds of millions of people in this world.
大约是有 hundred million， 大约是1亿左右的人需要这样的语言的翻译。
Those people, they couldn't get a Bible even if they wanted to pay $1 million.
很多人希望有这样的语言，但是也不愿意付出这样的费用来当翻译。
Because the Bible just doesn't exist.
因为很多时候我们看到圣经根本上很多人不存在，当它。
We really have to understand how privileged we are and what a gift we hold in our hands.
除非我们真的了解到我们手上的圣经是何等的宝贵，我们需要把这个圣经全开。
The people in Nehemiah's time knew that. They treasured the word and they were prepared for it.
我们看到尼希米记的时代的人，他们了解到神的说话是非常重要，他们真的盼求读到圣经的说话。
But not only were they prepared for the word,
他们不单单自己好好的预备读神的说话，
they were also pierced by the word.
他们也同时让神的说话来的刺透我们的心。
Look at the reaction the people had in verse 8 when they understood the word of God.
让我们读到第八节这里所说的有关神的说话。
It says, they read from the book of the law of God, making it clear and giving the meaning so the people could understand what was being read. Then Nehemiah the governor, Ezra the priest and scribe and the Levites who were instructing the people said to them all, this day is sacred to the Lord your God. Do not mourn or weep. For all the people have been weeping as they listened to the words of the law.
第九节这里讲，第八节到第十节讲说，他们清清楚楚地念神的律法书，讲明意思，使百姓明白所念的。常将尼希米和做祭司的文士以西拉，并教训百姓的内卫人，对众民说：今日是耶和华你们的圣的神的圣日，不要悲哀哭泣。这是因为众民听见律法书上的话都哭了。
As the people understood God's requirement of them, and how holy he was, and how far they fell short, they were filled with conviction.
当人读到神的说话，也明白神的说话的标准是什么，也同时看到自己怎么样在神的说话上面所不足的地方，就发现我们心里面有一种苦的感受。
But I find it very interesting what happens next.
但是我们再看看以下的经文更奇妙。
Verse 10 says, Nehemiah said, Go and enjoy choice food and sweet drinks, and send some to those who have nothing prepared. This day is sacred to our Lord. Do not grieve, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. The Levites calmed all the people, saying, Be still, for this is a sacred day. Do not grieve. Then all the people went away to eat and drink, to send portions of food and to celebrate with great joy, because they now understood the words that had been made known to them.
但是很奇怪，从第十节我们读到的记载是这样的：要对他们说，你们去吃肥美的，喝甘甜的，不能预备的就分给他，因为今日是我们主的圣日。你们不要忧愁，因靠耶和华而得的喜乐是你们的力量。于是利未人使众民静默，说今日是圣日，不要作声，也不要忧愁。众民都去喝。也分给人代代快乐，因为他们明白所教训他们的话。次日，众民的族长、祭司和利未人都聚集在文士以西拉那里，要留心听律法上的话。
Do you find it kind of strange that one time the people of Nehemiah's time are weeping, they're mourning, then the next moment they're having a party?
我们觉得很奇怪，刚刚他们才是哭泣痛苦的时候，忧愁过后，他们马上就是大大的快乐，也同时刺客不同的器物。
I think some of that answer is found in Hebrews 12 verses 5 and 6, and it says, And you have forgotten that word of encouragement that addresses you as sons. My son, do not make light of the Lord's discipline, and do not lose heart when he rebukes you, because the Lord disciplines those he loves, and he punishes everyone he accepts as a son.
我们可以读到希伯来书的第十二章，特别是从第三节开始，我们可以读到的。这里说，是来忍受罪人的这怎样顶撞的，你们要的意思免得疲倦灰心，你们的罪恶相争还没有抵挡到流血的地步，你们就忘了来劝你们如同劝儿子的话，说，儿，我的儿，你不可轻看主的管教。被他责备的时候也不可灰心，因为主所爱的他必管教，要鞭打凡所受乐的儿子。你们要忍受的是神所管教你们，待你们如同儿子，愿有儿子不被父亲管教的了。
It's true that sometimes when we read the word of God, we are convicted and we mourn.
有些时候真的我们承认读到神的说话之后，我们心里面有扎心的情况，我们需要悔改。
But in the midst of our grieving, we should rejoice because it shows us that God has not given up on us.
但是同时在痛苦的当中懊悔的同时，我们又知道我们要有喜乐在其中，因为神一言是爱我们如同爱他的儿子一样。
When God convicts us, He's showing us that He loves us too much to let us keep going on our path of destruction.
当神爱我们的时候，虽然我们是痛苦，但是我们知道我们神依然带领我们走过这些痛苦的经历。
Well, what were the people of Nehemiah's time convicted of?
我们看到这一段经文，这些懊悔的人怎么样了之后？
If you read further in chapter 10, you see that the people were convicted of three main areas.
我们如果继续的读到尼希米的从第如下的经文的时候，特别是第十章之后，我们可看到他们有三方面的悔改的表现。
They're convicted of intermarrying with foreign women.
他们第一方面悔改的表现就是他们再不跟外邦的女人结婚。
They're convicted of not keeping the Sabbath.
第二方面，他们也从他们不守安息日这个错误悔改过来。
And they're convicted of not maintaining the temple, keeping the responsibilities.
第三方面的悔改的表现就是他们重新走到圣殿里面，遵守守圣殿里面的功夫的工作。
But every culture has its sins that needs to be convicted of.
但是每一个不同的民族，每一种的人都有他们特别的罪需要悔改的。
People in Papua New Guinea, they need to be convicted of this witchcraft and spirit worship.
打个比方，在巴布亚新几内亚里面的人，他们需要悔改的是他们敬拜偶像跟横巫术这样的活动。
What about Canada?What are some of the sins that we need to be convicted of?
那么我们在加拿大又有什么罪我们需要悔改的？
After being away for 3 years and coming back, I think we've had a little different perspective of Canada.
经过过去三年之后，我们重回到加拿大之后，我们看到有怎样的一些东西我们需要悔改。
Some things we've enjoyed, like the smooth roads and the clean bathrooms.
有些东西是我们现在正在享受的，打个比方说是很好的公路。很清洁的洗手间。
But some things have struck me as not being so positive in Canada.
那有些东西非常骚扰我的，现在正发生在加拿大的是什么呢？
One is just the waste that we have here.
有一样东西就是我们随便丢弃东西，浪费东西。
When we returned to Canada, we went back to our house.And I took out our old cordless phone.
当我回到加拿大，第一样东西就是去到我的家里面找回到我的手机。
But the battery was dead, so I went to Future Shop and tried to get a new battery for it.
然后我就到一些电器的用品公司买一个电池。
But I found out that a new battery costs more than a new phone, which was better.
但是我发现买一个电池比买一个新的电话手机啊更贵。
So I threw out a perfectly good phone and bought a new one.
于是我把我那个本来很好的手机丢掉，然后买一个全新的电话。
Another thing that struck me about Canada is how people are just infatuated, they're consumed by the trivial.
我们发现在加拿大另外的一方面是到我很痛心的是我们纵容在浪费东西。
People are so excited about the new model of iPod that comes out, or they brag about the new ringtone they've downloaded for the cell phone.
很多人看到有新的一些收音机啊听歌的 iPod 这些的东西，但是他们也投醉在下载这些不同的铃声的电话啊、电话的铃声在他的手机上面。
And I'm not saying that any of these things are sinful, but how many of these things are going to last for eternity?
我们发现这些东西本身并不属于一些错误，但是这些东西根本上并不能够在永恒里面长存的。
In my reading of the Bible, I only see there's three things that last for eternity.
然后我们看到这圣经里面有三样东西需要我们回想到的。
A relationship with God.
一样方面就是神，我们跟他的关系怎么样重归原本呢？
Other people.
啊，跟别人的关系又怎么样重建呢？
And the Word of God.
然后我们怎么样跟神的说话重建呢？
And maybe this morning is a good time to examine our own progress in these three areas.
透过这三样东西，我们能够重估我们今天跟神的之间的关系。
Are you closer to God today than you were 6 months ago?
我们今天的属灵光景跟六个月之前我们的属灵光景是不是更亲近我们神呢？
Are your relationships, particularly with the people close to you, are they positive? Are they encouraging? Are you building people up?
我们现在的关系跟神的是不是更密，还有能够帮助别人建造别人呢？
Have you shared the gospel with anybody within the last 6 months?
我们在过去的六个月有没有跟别人全讲足的福音的内容呢？
And what are you doing in trying to get the word of God out to other people?
同时我们又怎么样带领其他人明白神圣经里面的真理呢？
That question led our family to join Wycliffe Bible Translators.
也是这个原因，所以使到驱使我们来到参加这个威克里夫他的圣经的翻译的活动。
And it may be that you're not in position to actually go overseas.
可能你现在并不是在一个情况可以允许你到海外来到侍奉。
But there are different things that you can do to help with the work of Bible translation.
但是你有其他东西可以配合我们威克里夫的这个侍奉的机构一同来侍奉主。
One thing you do is pray. You can pray for the groups of people who do not have a Bible yet.
我们第一样东西可以祷告，就是为到了现在没有圣经的人能够为到他们得到圣经的说话。
You can pray for individual missionaries who are involved in the work.
我们可以为个别的宣教士来祷告。
And on our table over there, we have a sign-up sheet. If you would like to receive our prayer letter and pray for us, we'd be happy to give that to you.
在那一边书桌上面也有一些表格，你可以填下来交给我们，我们可以把一些有关宣教士的侍奉告诉大家。
Or you could give financially.
另外的一方面，我们可以在经济上面的支持。
And right now we're about 95% of our full support, but we still need to raise up 100% support before we return.
我们现在大约已经得到95%的经济的支持，还需要得到100%我们才能够重新归到这个宣教的场地。
And if you're interested in learning more about that, we'd be happy to tell you as well.
如果大家对这一方面有兴趣的，我可以为大家这一方面多讲一点。
And it may be that God is calling you to follow Him in faith.
可能神也同时呼叫你在信心上面跟随他。
There are many opportunities overseas.
现在在海外有很多机会。
And we have different opportunities that we can give you from Wycliffe.
我们现在有很多的资料可以从威克里夫送教给各位。
But Wycliffe is only one mission, and Papua New Guinea is only one country.
但是我们知道威克里夫的事工在当地巴布拉三几内亚里面只是其中的一个机构。
There are many opportunities all over this world.
到底依然有很多的机会给我们参与。
There is one final aspect that enabled the people to be impacted by the Word of God.
最后还有一点我希望跟大家分享的当地的人的。
People were prepared for the Word. They are pierced by the Word. And lastly, they practiced the Word.
当时尼希米记里面所记载，人不单单预备自己接受神的说话，被神的说话刺透他们的心，同时他们实践神的说话。The
people, after they had their big party, they got back together the second day, and they heard the word of God.
我们读到经文里面就是说，当他们过去一个 聚会快乐的聚会之后,
and as Ezra was reading, it came to probably Leviticus chapter 23, and that talks about how the people need to get together to have a festival.
我们看到他们当时应该重新走在一起，读到《列位记》的第23章的内容。
Leviticus 23:34 says, "Say to the Israelites, on the 15th day of the 7th month, the Lord's Feast of Tabernacles begins and lasts for 7 days."
23章第23节，这里讲说的，你小谕以色列人说，这7月15号是祝棚节。
And the people stopped listening to the Bible. They closed up the scroll, and they went to obey.
当所有人听到神节的说话之后，他们马上停下来，把圣经盖上，然后一同离开。
They knew they had a lot of work to do. They had to go out, cut down branches, make tents for themselves.
原来他们离开的是预备到需要这些盖造这个柱棚的棚的东西的地方一同工作，需要收集很多不同树枝。
And they had to live in these tents for 7 days.
并且他们住在所建造这个棚的里面7天。
It was hard work to prepare, and they had to change their schedules and stop what they're doing.
这并不是一件容易的事情，他们需要用很多功夫来到预备，也是需要很多的调节。But
when they obeyed, they were blessed by God. Look at what it says in the last part of verse 17. It says, "From the days of Joshua, son of Nun, until that day, the Israelites had not celebrated like this, and their joy was very great."
我们看到，当他们愿意这样付出，实现神的说话的时候，从第8章17节最后，我们可以读到他们的得到的结果，就是从列的儿子约书亚的时候，直到节日，以色列人没有这样行，于是众人大大喜乐。I
found in my life, whenever I did not follow the leading of the Holy Spirit, I've always regretted it.
我发现在我过去的人生的当中，如果我并没有跟随圣灵的带领的话，我生命里面有很多苦处。But
when I did choose to follow Him, no matter how hard it was, I've always been blessed.
但是当我发现，如果无论怎么样情况，无论是痛苦的，如果我依然跟随圣灵的带领，我都是有喜乐在我心里面。I
want to show you just a short video. It's about 6 minutes long, and it shows about one of our the mission trips that I took some of the students on.
以下我会播放一段的录影给大家看，大约6分钟。
Reflecting the light cast by the projector. On the screen, the movie moved to its climax. as the nails were driven into Christ's hands and feet, voices from the audience cried out in dismay. It was the first time these people had seen the story of Jesus Christ portrayed in their own language, and it was powerful. During our first year in Papua New Guinea, one of my highlights was showing the Jesus video to Siani people of the Eastern Highlands, PNG. These people have received the New Testament in their own language through the hard work of a team of single women SIL translators. So the Jesus video has also been translated into this language because so many villages are so isolated, most of the people have not had the opportunity to see it. The only way to reach these people is by hiking, since the roads are too difficult to navigate. I and two other men led a group of four high school students and four national men. We each carried a pack weighing between 17 to 25 kilos. The heaviest packs contained the video projectors, VCRs, generators, and fuel, since the villages do not have electricity. We hiked 2 to 4 hours every day, up and down the rugged hills of the Scani area. In each village, it was a wonderful experience to see the people open their homes to us, feed us, and welcome us so warmly. We were humbled by their generosity. During our trip, we were able to show the Jesus video 14 times in 14 different villages. The showings were always well attended, with well over 100 at each screening. People came from all over when they heard that we had arrived. It was amazing to see how people stared transfixed as they saw the story of Jesus unfolding before their eyes and in their very own language. But I almost missed out on all of it. You see, when I first arrived in the Eastern Highlands of Papua New Guinea to the Wycliffe Missionary Center, Bukarumpa, I was plagued by sickness as my system adjusted to the various bugs and microbes of the tropical environment. But what was worse was I developed breathing problems. At the clinic, I was diagnosed with asthma and was given a couple of inhalers to combat the symptoms. And then the opportunity came for this hiking trip to show this to Jesus video. It seemed to be a great chance to minister, but I wondered if I'd be able to do the hiking. What I was most concerned about was slowing down the others, or worse yet, having to make the entire team return because of me. I remember calling out to God and laying my worries before Him. I had almost made up my mind to back out of the trip, but then I opened my Bible and started reading. My eyes scanned the pages and fell on Isaiah chapter 40, verses 29 to 31. He gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak. Even youths grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. Well, I took that as God's command and promise to me. I was to go on this trip and trust that God would sustain me. And I found out God was faithful to His promise. I'm always so thankful whenever I choose to follow God in faith. He never lets us down. I'm so thankful I had the opportunity to see God work the lives of hundreds of Papua New Guineans. But for me, just as moving as the effect of the Jesus video showings was the impact the trip had on the young people who accompanied us. For all of them, it was the first time they'd ever gone on such an adventure, even though they had spent most of their lives in PNG. These four missionary kids had grown up in Christian homes, and I'm sure were taught the Bible from infancy, but they had little opportunity to put their faith into action. Well, that all changed during this trip. All of them were forced out of their comfort zones and shared their faith with others. As we waited for darkness before each night's showing, it was wonderful to see these teens sitting around the village, sharing stories with the local people, or playing games with the children. Josiah, a tall, lanky, blonde-haired American, was always surrounded by nationals. He always attracted crowds of listeners as he shared stories about Crash Clan's motorcycle, or life back in America. And he always got great laughs trying to translate jokes into competition. Before each screening, the boys took turns sharing their faith story. For some of them, this is the first time they had ever done that. even though these boys had spent their entire lives surrounded by Christian influence, I could see excitement for Christ filling them as they spoke about what Jesus meant to them. Philemon verse 6 says, I pray that you may be active in sharing your faith so that you will have a full understanding of every good thing you have in Christ. It's when we start sharing our faith, when we take risks for God, that's when we know how real our faith really is. Those four boys all graduated and moved on from Ukarepa. But a little while ago, I was talking with Josiah's dad. He told me that his son still talks about our trekking trip to the Siani and the impact it's had on him. That's the impact of stepping out of faith. When's the last time you stepped out of faith?
How has God been speaking to you?
神今天对你们怎么样说话今天?
Whatever it is, don't put it off.
无论是怎么样,不要把神的说话推迟。
Don't delay.
不要把神的说话一再延迟。
Because when you follow him, you'll be full of joy.
让我们真的跟随他的说话,我们才能够真正得到喜乐。
Let's pray together.
让我们同心祷告。
Father, I do thank you for your word. I thank you for the power of your word that transforms our lives. And I pray, Lord, that you'd have mercy upon us and that you would use your word in our lives, that you would use it to prepare us, to pierce us. And Father, I pray that you'd enable us to practice your word. So, Father, that you would be glorified both here in Markham and to the very ends of this earth. And I ask this in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen.